This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. We're living in a unique moment in history. Outrage over systemic racism and police brutality has brought thousands of people to the streets. Even in this time of distance learning due to the pandemic, students and teachers are having rich conversations about injustice and racial inequity. KNKX asked two Black educators to share how they navigate the emotions of young people from different backgrounds, white students who want to be allies, and students of color who are angry and in pain. Shamir Hackney teaches language arts at Franklin Pierce High School in the Franklin Pierce District, and Evan Shin teaches language arts and social studies at Cleveland High School in Seattle.
My name is Shamir Hackney, and I teach at Franklin Pierce High School in the Franklin Pierce School District. There's always that fear of not getting too political with students, but they beat us to the punch. I woke up the next day to the longest emails I've ever received, especially student emails, but it's been hard not to be able to just give the soothing answers because I don't know that there are soothing answers yet. One student wanted to do something and she was struggling because her parents were very protective and they didn't want to talk about it. She posted something on social media about being an ally and wanting to do something, and she put, she posted a sticker of the fist and had some of her African-American friends, she is white, she's European-American, tell her that this is not her fight and that she's overstepping boundaries. And she was really shaken up by that, first of feeling like her own white parents didn't want to talk about it, but then when she sacrificed to step out and to try to do what she can to be an ally, to be told by her Black friends, this is not your place, really took a toll on her. And so she was writing to ask me, you know, what I thought and what she can do. And, you know, I had to tell her that some people will feel like that. Some people will feel like this is not about white people. Some people will feel like, man, I am so disempowered in every other way. This is one way I can have power. And some Black people will want to hold on to that. And some Black people have been so burnt by white people that they don't feel like they can trust. So I provided the reasons for why her Black friends might feel that way. So again, here comes an answer that's not going to be easy, because then I also say, if we think about racism, that's a white person's problem. They built it to benefit them. And, you know, there's the side of figuring, well, who better to fix it than those belonging to that population. And so again, I'm providing her with, you know, two pieces of information that seem to contradict one another. And those are the kind of answers I have to give. They provoke critical thought, but sometimes they just want Mrs. Hackney to just say, here's the answer. And as much as I want to soothe their, you know, assuage their anxieties, what's going to stick in the long run is the grappling they do. These kind of lessons and these kind of questions that students ask turn my teaching heart on the most. And so it makes me feel empowered. This is the kind of information and teaching that like makes a difference in the world.
I am Evan Shin. I am a teacher at Cleveland High School, 11th grade, language arts and social studies. I watched the video. It was, I guess it, for me, it was just one of the first times I had seen myself in it. And so it started to become like very real and very visceral. And then you're really starting to watch like the nation respond, and you're really starting to watch like that it isn't just me who's feeling something, but now it is a lot of people feeling something. And so I remember putting out on Twitter, there is no remote learning this week. The only assignment is stop racism. And then I thought more about it, and I said, like, I really do want them to do something. And so then I ended up writing a letter to students. Dear scholars, I write this note without really knowing what to say to all of you. I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm depressed. I'm filled with rage. We started this year talking about colonialism in the year 1619, the year where the first ship of enslaved Africans arrived on the shores of what would be the United States of America. And I have to ask myself, has anything changed? I'm watching students come out of school with more debt than ever before, a different kind of slavery. There's a lot to feel bad about. And yet we are watching something spectacular right now, a revolution happening. We are seeing protesting, marching, influencers speaking out, people calling others out and calling them in. And that's what gives me hope right now. And that I encourage you to do what Peggy, Angelica, and Eliza encouraged us to do in Hamilton from the beginning of the year, to look around. We were born for such a time as this. You were born for this moment. How lucky and blessed we are to be alive right now to change the course of this nation. Cheering for you, Mr. Shin. I wrote that letter, and then below it was the assignments for the week. So like Tuesday, I wrote like, did you tweet or write a letter to an elected official? Wednesday's assignment was for them to, it was like, did you ask a Black person how you could support them? Did you listen to them? And then Sunday was, did you spend money in a Black-owned business? I don't know what's next in terms of what the school year is going to look like. I don't know what's next in terms of what the BLM movement is going to look like. What I do know is that we're moving forward. This is a changing moment. A revolution is happening. The Skylar Sisters do ask us to look around and they ask us to pay attention. And that's what I want my students to be doing right now. And if they can do those things, I am excited about what this generation's going to do.
That was Evan Shin, who teaches at Cleveland High School in Seattle. And earlier you heard from Shamir Hackney, a teacher at Franklin Pierce High School in the Franklin Pierce District.